T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, fellow Patriots. Greetings, welcome, and hot July salutations and alohas to you. You're just in time as we get underway with the most heavily commuted, and as a consequence, most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mac Show, the 5 o'clock follies. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, or the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, which is 71307, and my email address remains bob@1063word.com. To the phones we go, beginning with Ray, who is right here in my stomping grounds of Taylor's.
Hey, hello, Bob, Ray. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Welcome to the show.
Listen, my grandson, his instructor got the virus, and so they tested my grandson, and he tested positive. Well, they sent him home for 2 weeks, and I talked to him on the phone, and he said, "Papa, I feel fine." He said, "There's nothing wrong with me." He said, "I feel okay." Well, after the 2 weeks is over, they brought him back to work. Well, did he have it or did he not have it? Are their tests wrong or what?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, look at NASCAR driver Jimmy Johnson. You know, he had a long string going back, I guess, a decade or something like that of consecutive races driven. Well, turns out he tests positive for the coronavirus, so he can't drive. And then that's like on Friday. And then like Tuesday of the next week, he's tested again and he's negative. So, you know, what are you to believe?
Well, I think they're trying to destroy America from the inside, and that's what they're doing. But as far as that mask goes, these people holler about the mask. Let me ask you this, Bobby.
Yeah.
If you break wind, does that go through your Levi's? Or so does that germ go through your mask? Huh?
I'm going to posit that based on empirical evidence, which I can cite over the years, the Levi's do not do much in the way of blockage there.
And they're thicker than that mask.
that's true enough. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate the call.
Yes.
It's amazing. Now, you like a good mystery? Here you go. Argentina is trying to solve a medical mystery after 57 sailors were infected with a coronavirus after 35 days at sea, despite the entire crew testing negative before leaving port. Okay, where is Perry Mason or Sherlock Holmes when we need him? The Echazin Maru fishing trawler returned to port after some of its crew began exhibiting symptoms typical of the coronavirus. According to the ministry, 57 sailors out of 61 crew members were diagnosed with the virus after undergoing a new test. However, all of the crew members had undergone 14 days of mandatory quarantine at a hotel in a city in Argentina before they sailed. Prior to that, they had negative results. Two of the other sailors have tested negative. Two others are awaiting test results. Considering that for 35 days, they had no contact with dry land, and that supplies were only brought in from the port from which they left. A team was examining, quote, the chronology of symptoms in the crew to establish the chronology of the contagion. The head of the infectious diseases department at the regional hospital said this is a case that escapes all description in publications because an incubation period this long has not been described anywhere. We cannot yet explain how the symptoms appeared. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. To the phones we go again. Pat is along this afternoon. Pat is in Union. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. Hey, Pat, you there? Where did Pat go? Well, I tell you what. Put Pat on hold for a minute, and we'll bring in... Oh, he is? Oh, okay. Well, good. That gives me an opportunity to catch up with the text line. Oh, I know what else I was going to share with you. This story, which will come, I'm sure, as a huge surprise. Americans are buying guns in record numbers. The Chinese flu pandemic, civil unrest, and the ensuing movement to defund police are bringing in new buyers worried about their personal safety. Gun sales began rising to unusual levels in March as the Chinese virus began surging and the government ordered lockdowns led to the highest unemployment level since the Great Depression. The FBI processed 7.8 million background checks for gun purchases between March to June, according to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, a firearms industry trade group. In June, background checks for firearms were up 136% compared to the same period a year earlier. Background checks in June for civilians seeking a license to carry were the highest since the FBI began conducting those checks 20 years ago. Background checks for guns in Georgia, because we've seen what happened in Atlanta, and all the trouble down there. Background checks for Georgia tripled last month versus last year, according to the data, and have more than doubled in Oklahoma, New York, Illinois, and Minnesota. Last month in Minneapolis, the line for gun permits was 3 hours long on Juneteenth with a racially diverse group standing in line to obtain a permit. Craig Geske, 57, said he was applying for a permit because he's afraid the police in his area are not able to protect him. Craig said, and I quote him, "I don't want to ever shoot anybody, ever. But if I had to duck and shoot back in self-defense, at least this way I'd have a chance." Dealers estimate that 40% of sales are going to first-time buyers, an increase over the normal average of about a quarter. During most big sales increases, buyers tend to be gun aficionados or Second Amendment supporters. However, this time, sales of handguns used for personal protection are the strongest. Nearly two handguns commonly used for self-protection are being sold for every rifle or shotgun, according to federal data. In the past, the biggest surges in gun sales were fueled by sales of AR-15-style rifles, and with the pandemic, it's driven more by fear for personal safety. It's people who haven't been interested in the past, said Jacqueline Clark, co-owner of a shooting training and retail center in Lakewood, Colorado. It's a Denver suburb. That worries political leaders who are struggling to quell a recent surge in violence in cities around the U.S. Murders in Milwaukee, Chicago, Kansas City, and New York are on pace to see their highest levels in years or even decades. I would disagree with the language of this piece when they say that worries political leaders who are struggling to quell the recent surge in violence. They're not doing a damn thing to stop the recent surge in violence, which is why people are saying, all right, you know, if I'm going to call 911 and I'm going to get a social worker to come out, I'm going to have a gun in the house. With good reason. Quarter after five here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. Ghislaine Maxwell, the world-famous pimp for Jeffrey Epstein, was in court today seeking to make bail. That's next here on the Bobby Mack Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 522 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Ghislaine Maxwell, the pimp for Jeffrey Epstein, who, by the way, supposedly has copies of all of the videos that Epstein recorded. You know, in the house in New York, as well as the one at West Palm, essentially every room in Epstein's house was camered up. And they had like a master control room where everything was being recorded. Whew. A lot of high-profile people must be feeling very nervous around it right about now. Maxwell's lawyers claim that she was not a flight risk. because they claimed, well, you know, when Epstein was first arrested, she didn't flee the country then. Well, actually, there were reports that she had gone to France, which is a difficult place to be extradited from to the U.S. But for whatever reason, she ended up in New Hampshire. Well, according to the Monday court filing, Ghislaine Maxwell bolted to another room when FBI agents showed up to her secluded New Hampshire estate to arrest the accused sex trafficker. When agents entered, they found a cell phone wrapped in tinfoil sitting on a desk in what prosecutors described as a misguided effort to evade detection, not by the press or public, which of course would have no ability to trace her phone or intercept her communications, but by law enforcement. FBI agents were first barred from entering the property by a locked gate they had to pry open. They could have gotten BLM to help them with that, or Antifa, right? They're good at that, like in St. Louis. And were then confronted by one of Maxwell's private guards. When the agents approached the front door, they caught a glimpse of Maxwell through the window trying to flee rather than answer them. Yeah, like Fargo, right? She's fleeing the interview. She's fleeing the interview. The FBI ultimately forced to breach Maxwell's door to enter and only arrested Maxwell after she was found in an interior room in the house. Well, at least they didn't treat her as badly as the FBI did Roger Stone. Went to his house in the pre-dawn hours of the morning, breaking down the door and terrifying the members of his family because, of course, he was such a hardened criminal, right? the equivalent of Charles Manson holed up in that home. According to the filing, one of Maxwell's security guards told agents that the British socialite's brother had hired former members of the British military to guard her 24/7. Well, I guess what, retired SAS guys? Special Air Service guys? As Bloomberg reported, Maxwell gave one of the guards a credit card in the name of the same LLC, Limited Liability Corporation, which bought her luxury New Hampshire bug out last year. According to the guard, Maxwell hadn't left the property in the time he had been working there and had been ordered to buy things for the estate. Federal prosecutors detail the lengths Maxwell went to in order to evade U.S. law enforcement in order to argue that she's a flight risk who has access to extraordinary financial resources and who would flee the country if allowed free on bail. Federal judge said today, no. They had her attorneys had requested her posting a $5 million bond so she could live under house arrest until her trial. It's funny, Epstein did something similar down in Florida when he was first accused before he bought his way out of that deal. She has demonstrated her ability to evade detection, and the victims of the defendant's crimes seek her detention, said DOJ prosecutors, because there is no set of conditions short of incarceration that can reasonably assure the defendant's appearance. The government urges the court to detain her, which they did. What did they find in the house? They found three or four different passports from various countries. The attorneys also argued that keeping her in detention in the MDC there in New York posed an extreme health risk to her because it would make her more vulnerable to COVID-19. Are we getting a glimpse into the future here? Anybody else but me seeing the headline, Ghislaine Maxwell dies of COVID-19 while in custody? Yeah. 27 after 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Oh, ATF is coming up on the other side of the news, by the way. In on the text line, 71307. Yeah. Epstein's girlfriend is not a flight risk. She's scheduled to expire from COVID-19 by Saturday. There you go. This is great. Only Limbaugh would have come up with this on the text line. Bobby, courtesy of Rush, the Washington Orange Skins. Just put a picture of Trump on a helmet. Can you imagine the NFL commissioner's face with that? Bobby, I guess those Argentine sailors at sea for 35 days must have watched a Trump rally while at sea. Right. Bobby, I think I would be checking the water, from Thomas in Greer. Bobby, my happy moment is any second I go without hearing about COVID or politics. Bobby, the first sea turtle eggs in South Carolina have hatched. DHEC reports they have tested positive for the coronavirus, and they've been added to the numbers. Good to know. Good to know. Not going to the website, but yes, Trump was absolutely correct in commuting Roger Stone's sentence. Bobby, I would posit it's a lack of legal guns in New York City that's to blame for the crime, even more than the illegal ones. I think I've caught up with the text line. And if I didn't, I'll catch up on the other side. And also, on the other side of Little Annie with the news, she and Miss Moneypenny, the Bobettes, join me for today's edition of Amazing True Facts. Don't go away. Welcome back. 5:35 now, 25 before 6. 5 o'clock follies roll on here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on the text line this afternoon. Hello, suicide hotline. My name is Hillary C., and I'd like to place an order. Yeah. Anybody suspect an Arkanside on the way? Okay, here we go. As promised, time for the Tuesday edition. And without further ado, here is Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing, Amazing, True, True Facts.
And as I usually am, joined by the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny, wrapped up securely in her hazmat suit in the studios.
Hello, people.
And Little Annie joining us from an undisclosed covert location via telephone.
Greetings, good people.
And here we go on this Tuesday, National Macaroni and Cheese Day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. And to celebrate, a little Kraft macaroni and cheese commercial for you.
Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner. You get tender macaroni and new improved Kraft grated that makes Kraft dinner golden with rich cheddar flavor. Enjoy it often. Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner.
Except now, all I can think about is Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood coming home to Brandy, his pit bull, and making a macaroni and cheese for dinner. Trust me, it did not look that appetizing. In any event, a few MNC facts for you. Kraft sells around 1 million boxes of macaroni and cheese.
I like the deluxe version.
How often, ladies, how often does Kraft sell 1 million boxes of macaroni and cheese? Every day, every week, God. Every month, what?
Week.
Day.
Yeah, it is a day. Million boxes of mac and cheese a day.
Well, when they're on sale, you know, stock up.
Hey, why not? I mean, it's not like it's has a short shelf life, you know?
That's a lot of cheese powder.
You bet.
That's why I like the deluxe ones with the soft cheese already, you know, mixed up and stuff.
Yum.
Yeah.
The record for eating an entire box of macaroni and cheese.
Bob McLean did it in
1 minute, 2 seconds flat.
Whoa.
I mean, you eat really quick, Bob.
That is scarfing it down. You think that was bad? You should have seen the burp that followed.
Oh.
There are, how many varieties of Kraft mac and cheese do you think there are?
In ladies? America or worldwide?
Worldwide.
14.
I can't guess.
There are 50 varieties of Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Now, I will bet you money that China has matcha flavored.
Could be. General Zhao's mac and cheese.
No.
Or something.
No, I do like the three cheese. It's actually really good.
The which?
The three cheese.
Oh, yeah. That is pretty good.
Yes, it
that is.
It is
pretty good. It is summertime. It's not Shark Week yet. We mentioned this yesterday. However, that's just all-time great music, no matter which version it is. You know.
So good.
How about this? Talk about we're going to need a bigger boat. A couple guys were fishing for snapper when a great white shark started circling their boat. That's not a good sign, is it?
Nope.
They stuck a GoPro in the water and recorded the shark biting the boat. Here's what it sounded like.
Adam spotted something in the burley trail, said it was a big fish, but I was like, it's not a big fish, it's a big shark. He was doing very tight figure eights. There was a couple of times got too close, tried to give him a poke with the GoPro, and yeah, couldn't budge him at all.
Crikey! Or in this case, Sharky. A shark did bite the boat, but he went away without doing any further damage. You know that that great line from Roy Schneider in Jaws, you know, we're going to need a bigger boat?
Yes.
No. That was not in the script. He ad-libbed that.
Awesome.
Yeah, pretty good ad-lib.
Yeah.
Those of you who like doggies will appreciate this.
Yes.
A family has a pug that has a tendency to get, shall I say, emotional, overly excited, and makes an insane screaming sound when it gets incited. And so they do a trick where they hold the dog while their daughter starts running away. The pug wants to chase her so badly, he actually starts screaming. Here's what it sounds like with the pug rocket.
Screaming pug rocket. Miles, say hi. That's Miles. He'll be our pug rocket today. Pug rockets are very noisy, and they go something like this. First, we light the fuse. And the pug rocket will make a loud noise. And so eventually, here I go! Go, go, go!
Oh, jeez. I gotta find the video for that one. That's pretty good. Pug rocket. We mentioned the business with masks leading to confrontations and the like, and also leading to people saying, hey, you know what? I've had it. In Windermere, Florida, over the weekend, they had at a restaurant there an anti-mask rally.
What we want to see right now are these police officers to stand down. We want them to stand down right now. This is a single woman who is running this grilled cheese business. This is her dream, and all she is doing is standing up for the rights of people to make their own medical decisions. Okay?
There you go. Whatever happened to my body, my choice. But I guess it doesn't apply here. Meantime, in merry old England, in an effort to protect from the Chinese commie flu, a pub there came up with a somewhat extreme solution. They installed an electric fence.
That is shocking.
It is shocking.
Brother.
The kind that keeps animals controlled to keep the pub's patrons from getting too close to the staff at the bar.
That is so awesome.
The Bobby Mac semi-professional players took this and ran with it. So let's listen in and see how it's going, shall we?
Let me get a point. Fill up your glass. Top me off.
I'll have a Guinness, please.
Awesome.
By the way, did I mention the owner of the pub is also a farmer?
Man, that gives cattle prod a whole new meaning.
Yes, it does. Some of the pub's patrons have already complained they're being zapped after having one too many. Or as we say, being overserved. Jeez. Although I would think, you know, the old saying goes, once bitten, twice shy, right?
I don't think that's a bite, Bobby.
it can have a nasty,
jolting
nasty
effect.
Wow. The whole situation is it's out of control. Yeah, that's pretty much it. It is. It's shocking.
It's electrifying.
Sounds like John Travolta in Grease. It's electrifying.
Sing it, Bobby. Sing it.
No, thanks. 5:45. It's 6:15. There is today's ATF. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate the assist. See you right back on the other side here on the Bobby Mac Show. Welcome back. 5:48 now. A dozen before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Back to the phones we go. Let's head to Anderson and bring in Chris here on the Bobby Mack Show. Oh, okay. I'm unaware of the fact that Chris had already gone. But Pat is back with us from Union. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, Bobby. I got some news from New York.
Uh-huh.
The Guardian Angels have stepped up, and they're going to help the police.
Really?
Yep. And I did a check on my son. The test they took that came in positive was right. taken over a month ago. Now, he was checked every other week since then, and everything else came back negative, so he went on vacation. Now, he's back home. He has to list everybody and turn it in. I asked my grandson, have you been sick? He goes, nope. He says, it's been almost 3 weeks. And I said, what about the rest of the family, your mother, your two sisters? No, everybody here's fine.
Huh.
They've had no problem at all.
So they are now, yep. They for those that missed the first part of this story, your son and his family had gone on vacation. Did they go to Montana? Is that right?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. And when they got out there, he was informed that he'd tested positive.
No, he was on his way back. No, he was on his way home. He was at the hotel to catch the plane to fly back.
And they informed him that he tested positive. So what? They had to stay there another 14 days?
Nope. He got on board plane and came home. He wore his mask. Everybody, they made the mask. They socialized themselves in one group of the plane away from everybody, and they stayed there. When they got into Buffalo, they got a hotel room. They informed them the problem. They gave them a room way off in the corner where they could be by themselves, and they could take care of the place afterwards. But he had to make a list of everybody that he came in contact with.
Oh, boy.
Which is fun, because he rented a car.
Yeah.
On about Central Helen, where the airport is,
drove
to the Glacier National Park.
Right.
Stayed 3 days and 2 nights in a little cabin that cost a fortune.
Right.
Then they says, we're going to go to Yellowstone National Park. Drove the whole length or the width of Montana.
Right.
Stayed in a cabin, a little cabin, the three of them, for 3 days and 2 nights. See the buffalo, the bison, and that big glacier, that big fountain there.
Yeah.
Old
Faithful.
Headed back to catch their plane.
Right.
That's when he got the text.
Wow.
And then
what
he come
mess.
To find out that test was taken 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Three weeks before he got notified.
Yeah, so his self-quarantining period had already
gone
past. Yeah, come and gone.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
He'd had two tests after that. He had one just before he left. That came back negative.
Did you hear, Pat, that Cuomo had his people put together an internal report on what happened with the nursing homes?
No, I hadn't heard.
Yeah. This from Fox. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing backlash from the scientific community and others for using a state report that backed up his theory that nursing home COVID-19 deaths were not caused by his policies, even though the report may not have thoroughly explored the issue. Cuomo's been insisting the thousands of nursing home deaths had nothing to do with his March 25th order that required nursing homes to take in coronavirus patients who are medically stable without testing them, claiming that the deaths of those people were caused by infected staff members who spread the virus. And this doggy is not hunting. Even the Associated Press said, would this get published in an academic journal? No.
No.
So, you know,
I talked to my son, John, and he said, the only true news you're going to get is three stations that come into New York State. WORD is one of them.
Yep, that's good to know. That is good to know.
Yep.
Thank you, Pat. I'm sorry the family had to go through that. It's just one of the many.
He's got an extended vacation.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they all got extended vacations.
Yeah, every dark cloud has a silver lining, I guess. Thank you, Pat. Yep. I appreciate it. By the way, the World Health Organization texter saying Alan R. in Spartanburg texted, Bobby Mack, when the WHO and the U.S. health systems send out their experts to inform us about COVID, they're not sending their best. Meantime, the World Health Organization announced late yesterday they will not be visiting the Wuhan Institute of Virology. By the way, that's a lab that Dr. Fauci was involved in making sure they got the funding for. There's an interesting coincidence. They will not be visiting the Wuhan Institute of Virology during their investigation into the origins of the coronavirus, despite the fact that the lab held samples of COVID coronavirus that were almost exactly the same as that which caused a global pandemic. It's a good thing these guys weren't investigating the Kennedy assassination. They never would have seen any necessity to go to the sixth floor of the school book depository building or to the grassy knoll either. The WHO stated that its mission will only seek to, quote, advance the understanding of animal hosts for COVID-19 and ascertain how the disease jumped between animals and humans. Right. Gotcha. Wow. Susan is in Simpsonville and joins us next. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby. Thank you so much. When I heard Pat talk about the guardian angels in New York, I got so excited and I want to look into that more. But for people who don't know who they are, if you've ever seen the movie Elf with Will Ferrell and the scene where all the guys come in riding on horses through the park, that's who they are. They're just, it's Curtis Lewa. I remember that from my time in New York that ran right. the guardian angels back in the day. And the fact that they're coming back, I just got really excited to hear that. And I just want to say, too, that I love it when Pat calls in because I'm from New York and I love New York and the city. I'm very disappointed with where I was born sure. and just how they've changed so much. And the leadership in terms of the mayor and the governor is just absolutely heartbreaking and scary. They're terrible people. And gosh, his name just went out of my mind, and he works for Trump now, the former mayor.
Rudy Giuliani.
Giuliani.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, what a man. He was just amazing. I mean, he just, not only did he clean up that city and make it amazing before 9/11, but he took the entire city through it and brought everyone together, and they were just better than ever. And now the city is just going down the tubes again, and it's just it's heartbreaking because
yeah,
I love
it
to
is.
Go.
It is. It's and your heart goes out and breaks for those people because, you know, mm-hmm. they I guess felt as if, you know, they would give de Blasio a chance, and boy, has he ever blown it. Thanks, Susan. I appreciate the call. Good of you to join us
Bye.
Today. Got to take a break. Annie is ready to go with the news. There's one more to go, though. The bonus hour is still ahead here on the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday on WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.